Running a food booth is a ton of work. Everyone in Wrangell knows that. It's a large undertaking for the young adults, families, and organizations that give up their entire month to hustle and feed the community. This year marks the first time that only one candidate and their crew has stepped up to the challenge. The Queen Booths had its official start in 1950, with the goal of fundraising for the next year's fireworks and other 4th of July festivities. Typically, young women and their families join in to raise money for the cause, with the added incentive of walking away with thousands of dollars in their own pockets. Jessica Whitaker is the royalty contest manager this year, as she has been in the past.
Usually there's this lunch rush, and when you only have one booth, you try to get through people as quickly as you can, help serve as many people as possible. But when you have multiple booths, it obviously would help alleviate some of that stress that comes with the lunch rush.
But that could mean even more earnings for the one candidate. Last year's candidates sold over $100,000 in raffle tickets. Candidates and their managers receive about a third of those earnings.
I think she has a really great menu set up. She has a great team behind her. They're prepared to be the only food booth, so they're planning the best they can, and they'll get to be busy all day every day because they're the only option.
The Chamber of Commerce says others took an interest in the contest. One group of girls were too young to drive and thought that might hinder them. Another group had one of their teammates pull out. So Abby Gerald is the lone candidate. She graduated from Wrangell High School this year. She played basketball. She and her family are involved in the Assembly of God Harbor Light Church. Her dad, Matt Gerald, is her booth manager. Alicia Mullen is her ticket manager. Gerald and her crew will kick off the Queen Booth season on May 31st at 6 p.m. with appetizers at the Downtown Pavilion. And with Gerald as the sole candidate, regardless of how much money she raises, one thing is certain. She'll get her crown. Reporting from Sitka, I'm June Loeffler.